Welcome to Real Money Radio, the show that focuses on real people, real problems, and real solutions. Here's your host, certified financial planner, David Holland.
And welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. So, do you know what a title company does? A lot of people don't, be honest. Truthfully, I couldn't tell you 100% what they do, but lucky us. We're going to find out real quick here. Lisa Blythe is in the studio with us, Director of Marketing for Southern Title, and we invited Lisa into the studio to be with us because, well, there's a lot more going on in real estate these days, a lot of activity. There have been a lot of changes in how and what a title company needs to do for you, all courtesy of some of the legislation that was designed to protect you as a consumer. And so we're going to dig into that, and also Southern Title is expanding significantly in our area, and I had noticed that, and I said, hey, let's get Lisa on, give us an update about what's happening with Southern Title, but also to dig into some of these things that are happening. So I'm excited to have Lisa in the studio with us because I've known her for a long time. She joined Southern Title back in 2002, and she's all over there, marketing, advertising, public relations, publicity, everything that is Southern Title. And she has been an active member of the Daytona Beach Area Association of Realtors for some time now, and was named their Business Partner of the Year in 2012. Very involved with the local boards and a lot of interesting work. And you may hear, when you hear her verse, you'll recognize it because it's featured in the Morning Drive on WNDB, along with a couple other jokesters over there. Lisa's the rose between a couple of thorns. So welcome, Lisa.
Well, thank you. Wow. That's a good thing to be called, I guess.
Yes,
right?
Yeah, you're the rose. I don't know about those other guys. Yeah. No, I'm kidding. But so you've been with Southern Title since 2002. You've seen a lot of course, a lot of growth in your company and what they've done, but you've also seen the evolution of this whole, financing, mortgages, what title companies do, all the requirements, and of course, you lived through the housing meltdown and how that affected everybody. So, from your vantage point, I'd love for you to share with the listeners, give us a little bit of how you've seen this and kind of where it's come from and, you know, your impression of where we may be going with all this. I know there's a lot of focus on making sure the consumer is protected.
Absolutely. And, you know, it's interesting if you start, I think in 2002, we started really ramping up the housing market. All of a sudden, prices went up and everybody was buying and selling quickly. And there was a lot of investors involved in the market. And then when it came crashing down, all of a sudden, the equity was gone. People didn't have their most important asset in a lot of cases is somebody's home.
Oh, sure.
And that's what title insurance does, is we protect that asset from somebody coming, trying to take it from you, saying that there was a misrecorded deed or anything in the chain of title. That's what we protect. But one of the things that you notice is that we've gone back, at least from the mortgage perspective, to they used to call the 5 C's or 6 C's of lending money. You got to prove that you can pay it back.
Right, right.
At that
Imagine
point,
that.
During that ramp up, sometimes people were getting loans with 100%
or more
financing
or more
financing,
yeah.
Stated docs. They didn't, which means they didn't prove that they had the revenue, the income to pay it off. And now this pendulum has swung once again to the other side. Credit's a little bit tighter, although it's starting to loosen up a little bit. So we are seeing a lot more growth, fortunately, which is we're growing again as a company. At one point, we had 18 offices.
Wow. And today, you're at what?
We're at 7 now, and okay. We're growing. Well, we will have 8. We're growing. We have plans to open 3 this year.
Okay. Excellent.
Which is probably what you saw in our Palm Coast area. We had been in Palm Coast, and we're looking to go back there.
So all right. Excellent.
Really
well, that's
about
good.
That.
Well, you have to sometimes back up a little bit before you can go forward. There's a lot of protections that are in place, but you talk about the title. Let's make sure everybody knows, because I think a lot of people are not aware. You know, they don't really understand what a title company does, because I think that most people, of course, it's a vital function. They look at it primarily as you do the closing. You're the one that, you know, matches everything up, brings all the money in, and then you write checks to the people that need checks, and then you say, okay, you can hand them the keys. I mean, that's kind of, but there's that part, which is, you know, vital. Because there's an important safeguard there for protecting the transaction and making sure everything is all together and the documents are there. But the title part, if somebody sells something that really they find out later there's some defect in the title, that's what you're talking
yes,
about with
yeah.
protecting it. So mm-hmm. if the buyer says, well, wait a minute, this is not right, or something's found out later, then they come back to the seller and say, this is wrong. There's insurance there in place.
If they have an owner's policy, and okay. that's why we continue to push the owner's policy. In Volusia County, Typically, the seller will provide an owner's policy of title insurance, and the borrower, if he or she is getting a mortgage, will get a lender's policy.
Okay.
So a lot of times people think, well, I've got a lender's policy, I don't need an owner's policy. But the lender's policy, the value reduces as you pay your mortgage down. And if you pay your mortgage off, there's no lender's policy anymore. Your owner's policy is in full force for the price of the home as long as you or your heirs have an interest in the property.
Okay.
So Southern Title or your title company will defend you if somebody says that there was a misdeed, a recording error, or something in the chain of title, maybe a missing heir that says, hey, that property's mine. We'll defend you in court to be sure that you protect that particular policy. And sometimes even with new construction, you may think, well, it's a new home, it's new land. Well, there could be mechanics liens that maybe the builder didn't pay
off.
Or other issues with that property. So the owner's policy really is the only thing that really will protect you. And it's a one-time fee. Unlike homeowner's insurance or auto insurance, you pay it one time at closing. So it's really worth it to protect that house forever. And for you or your spouse or whoever is on, you know, owns that property. So you don't want to lose that asset.
Yeah, that's important. Well, and this is, of course, you know, kind of an obvious thing, Lisa, that this is why people need to work with a reputable company like Southern Title, because, you know, there's just as it is in the financial world and what I sometimes run into, there's all kinds of people out there that you know, hold themselves out to do the work, title or advice or whatever. And people, you know, sometimes, you know, reputation, well, every time reputation and experience and all those things matter, but sometimes people overlook that. And, so, and with your footprint, that's great because that's going to make it very convenient.
Well, you know, one thing I just, and I don't mean to interrupt. But,
no, it's okay. Please.
We all work with, there's been a lot of title companies that something called defalcation. They went out of business. There was somebody within the company that may have stolen money because right now a title company has millions of dollars going through their escrow accounts on a daily basis. Those have to be protected. And when you work with, we work with six different underwriters that have great reputations. They are AAA rated. They're not going to go away. And you want, when you put your money down, typically you have to put an escrow deposit down.
Sure.
You want it to be protected. You don't want it to be gone in the middle of the night. So that's one thing we do. And something that's been really, unfortunately, having happened a lot lately is wire fraud. So I don't know if you've heard of this, but there's actually been more scams happening right here in Volusia County where a consumer will hear from the title company. They'll send the they'll email the title company will email the escrow instructions for them to wire their funds.
Okay.
Well, then a scam artist will intercept that email.
Ooh.
And then send different instructions.
Sorry, so we changed it. I'm sorry. We meant for you to send it to here.
Yeah.
We need you to send it, wire it to our Cook Island bank account.
Right. Exactly. And they'll mimic what your email looks like.
Right.
And we've seen it happen. So you have to be really careful. So that's why we encrypt our emails to customers.
And
to
it's not
sure.
a bad idea if you get instructions like that, ladies and gentlemen, where something changes. It's like, wait a minute, I thought you told me to go here. Pick up the phone. Don't be afraid to call.
Yeah. So we send our email, our wire instructions in a letter to our customers as well with information on everything that's going to happen in the process and explain we're not going to email these to you.
Okay.
Because
cool.
just to protect them. Because
yeah, that's good advice.
That's really, that happens a lot. And I'm sure you see it in your financial industry.
We got to be on guard all the time. Well, let's do this. Let's grab a break. We'll come back with Lisa Blythe, Director of Marketing for Southern Title. Website, stitle.com. And their toll-free number is 866-297-5535. Grab a break. We'll come back. Lots more to get into. What to know before you own rules of Dodd-Frank reform and the impact of the Graham-Leachy-Bailey privacy rules. Other just extraordinarily interesting stuff that we're going to get to, but it's all for your protection. Stay right there.
Hello, I'm Brenda Campbell, General Manager at Volusia Memorial Funeral Home and Cemetery. Cremation is a choice that is chosen by many today. Our caring professionals will gladly work with you to plan cremation services and memorializations that fulfill your wishes and honor the life lived. At Volusia Memorial Funeral Home and Cemetery, we offer a wide variety of options from urns for burial to many other choices. There are many ways to honor your loved one following a cremation. We can be reached at 386-673-5373 or our website, VolusiaMemorialFunerals.com. Volusia Memorial Funeral Home in Port Orange and Ormond Beach. Life well celebrated.
The Rice and Rose Law Firm is celebrating 30 years of service in Volusia and Flagler counties. I'm Paul Rice, and I'm board certified in divorce and family law. I focused on representing divorcing spouses over the age of 50. For those previously divorced individuals who desire to marry again but want to avoid the expense and acrimony of another contested divorce, I specialize in drafting prenuptial and postnuptial agreements. You can contact me in our Daytona Beach office at 257-1222 or visit my website at ricerosenlaw.com.
When it comes to finding a financial advisor you can trust, do you know the right questions to ask? David Holland has written a popular book that can help, and it's called How to Get Great Advice and Avoid Scams. David has crammed his experience and insider knowledge about advisors and how they operate into this popular book. Visit Amazon.com to order your copy. Or if you want to meet one-on-one with David to talk about your financial goals and concerns, he'll give you a free copy of his book with no cost, no obligation. The number to call for your appointment with David is 671-PLAN. That's 671-PLAN. Or visit PlanStronger.com.
Hey, we're back. And if you are going to be buying or selling a home, you need to get acquainted with what a title company is all about. And they're there to protect you and, of course, fulfill some very important responsibilities in the transaction. And we're lucky to have Lisa Blythe in the studio with us, Director of Marketing for Southern Title. STitle.com is the website. And I want to go to a couple other things that we can, Lisa. And I know that we could spend about 3 hours talking about these different subjects. But there's the new know before you own rules as a result of Dodd-Frank. It's kind of like, you know, call before you dig. So,
yeah, so exactly.
So what are the know before you own rules? I mean, what in a nutshell, what is that?
Well, when Dodd-Frank Financial Reform 2010 created the CFPB, the Consumer Financial Protection Bureau, and they created a bunch of new forms. They combined two federal forms, the former good faith estimate and the HUD statement, which is your estimate of what you're going to pay and then what actually you do pay and you sign at closing. So they combined those, and there was a lot of regulations that went into mm-hmm. it. So what they decided to do was create two new forms, which are a combination of all of those forms, and one of them is the loan estimate, and the other one is the closing disclosure form, which is what you'll sign at closing. Loan estimate is 3 pages. Closing disclosure form is 5 pages. So there's
all
a
right.
lot of information in there, but the front pages really has most of it. But the what they did, they call it TRID. TRID. We joke, the reason I drink is TRID, but it's TILA RESPA Integrated Mortgage Disclosures. Because
yeah.
it's combining TILA, Truth in
TRID.
Lending, and RESPA, Real Estate Settlement Procedures Act, combining those with these new forms. But then that's hard for people to understand. So the CFPB decided to call it Know Before You Owe.
Oh, okay.
And they're saying, you need to understand an educated customer is the best defense against fraud and against people taking advantage. So the idea was to educate the customer better, let them understand exactly what they're signing.
And are they? Has it helped?
It does help that.
Okay.
It makes it a little confusing too, because most people don't buy that many homes in their life. So they're not really sure of all the different acronyms. You know, we have a lot of acronyms
oh, yeah,
in
sure.
our business.
Sure.
So they don't always know that, but it does help understand this is what the money's costing me to buy
right.
this home.
Right.
And this is how long it's going to take me to pay it off and what I'm paying at the end.
So it's really making it clear to the consumer what they're getting.
Exactly.
And what they're obligating themselves
and
to
what,
do.
Right. And what they're obligating themselves to.
Okay.
Which at some point during the build up before the meltdown, I guess, there was a lot of people who said they didn't really understand.
Right.
They were getting interest rates that weren't what they said they were going to be or
right.
thought they were going
right.
to be.
Right.
And they didn't understand the difference in the interest rates. So that's the whole purpose of this.
Okay.
So you can go to Know Before You Owe. Just Google Know Before You Owe. And it'll explain all the process and what goes into it and why.
All right,
and it's really interesting.
That's excellent.
And if you have a complaint, actually, one big part of this is consumer complaints. If consumers have a complaint with a mortgage company, a title company, a bank, a lender, anybody is to do with the real estate settlement process, there's a complaint site on there. And they're
okay.
reading all of those and actually taking action. And you may have heard some of the fines
oh, yeah.
that they've already
levied. The CFPB, they're pretty serious people. And they're not taking their responsibilities lightly. Well, let's run through some of these other things,
okay.
Lisa. The Graham-Leachy-Biley, privacy rules. There's heightened privacy requirements and rules for real estate transactions now.
Absolutely. And part of that is because once the CFPB was formed, they made lenders more responsible, and they're responsible for the actions of the title companies that they work with. Well, lenders are financial institutions. Title companies have never been really considered financial institutions, even though we bring in a lot of money
sure.
and we send it out. We don't keep it. We follow directions on what we're going to do with those funds. So now we are responsible, just like any other financial institution, for the privacy and the protection of that money.
Why? Because so, you not only the money, but you've got a lot of personal information.
Right. Exactly. We have everything anybody needs to steal anybody's identity.
Right.
So they basically created these best practices, which if a title company is following these best practices, you know that they're protecting the information of the customer. And those just include things like licensing, that we're licensed, we're following escrow procedures that are in line with the law. We have signatories on different accounts. You can't commingle funds. If you put money into an account for a particular transaction, we're not going to use that money to pay off something else. Mm. Those types of things. And then the biggest thing that we talked about is privacy protection, that we have a robust privacy and information security program. And that is so that lenders, when they work with us, they know that they're not going to be fined because we failed in the protection of an identity of a customer. And so these are really assurances to lenders that they can work with us. Because if you think about a lender sending a couple $100,000 your way, they want to know that you're going to protect it.
Absolutely.
And those are basically the reasons we have to follow Graham Leach Bliley now.
Okay.
I mean, we didn't really have to before. So it's important if any of your listeners are buying or selling real estate that they're working with companies that understand those privacy protections.
Yeah, ask them who Graham Leach Bliley is. And if they don't know, then they think, is that a law firm? If they don't know, then maybe they're not up on some of those rules. And let's go quickly, since we're on identity theft, it's kind of part of it. What are some of the things that people can do to protect themselves when they're buying, selling, refinancing? I mean, I would definitely think people need to have some sort of identity theft protection, a plan they've maybe purchased, and that's something that I recommend that people do. But on top of that, just smart things to do involved in a real estate transaction.
Well, know the person that you're talking to for sure. And if you get an email and it looks weird, call the title company and ask them. We aren't even working with the realtors who refer us business. We aren't even getting them involved in the wiring instructions because there's one more step, one more risk.
Right.
But one other thing that Southern Title is now rolling out, and I'm so excited you asked about that, is we are offering a free year of identity theft protection to all of our customers, our buyers and sellers, and every transaction. So when they work with us, we will provide them the documents, they'll fill it out, and then there's a company that provides it for free. They can renew it at the end of the year if they want.
Okay.
But for 1 year from the time we get the contract to closing, we will protect their identity.
Excellent.
Because there's so much risk out there, and you just have to be really careful.
You can't be too careful when it comes to identity theft. Let's do this. Let's grab another break. We'll come back. I want to get into, at least if we can, the state of the housing market and then also some of the other nuances. Lisa Blythe, ladies and gentlemen, Director of Marketing for Southern Title. STitle.com is the website. Right back. Stay right there.
Hi, I'm Teresa Ram with the Volusia Flagler YMCA. The YMCA has 6 locations to help you and your family reach their health and fitness goals. The WISE child care programs provide a safe and nurturing environment. So whether it's Kids Zone while you're working out, after school enrichment programs, kids fitness programs, or Camp Winona Resident Camp, the Y is a safe place for your child. For more information, check out www.vfymca.org.
Done right, done on time, or it's free. Hi, this is Steve Tassinelli, and I'm a CPA with Holland Tax and Accounting Services. Our tax team holds the same values our clients have trusted for almost 20 years at Holland Financial. We have the expertise to help you manage your financial priorities year-round, not just during tax season. Whether you're an individual or a business, you can rely on Holland Tax for personalized service and attention to detail. Call 386-671-7526 to have your taxes done right, done on time, or it's free. That's 386-671-7526.
And we're back. Lisa Blythe in the studio with us here, Director of Marketing for Southern Title. STitle.com is a website. And lucky us, from Lisa's vantage point in working with Southern Title as long as she has, and also seeing what's happening right now in the real estate market, we can get some ideas and get her opinion. So where are we with... let's start with residential. I think that's a good place. I can read the paper. It looks like housing is improving. What's your take?
Oh, I think definitely it is. And you know, money is basically free right now. Interest rates are so low. They're less than 4% fixed mortgage. That the problem, I think, in our area, the challenge is that we just don't have the inventory. So that, of course, you know.
Why
prices are going up just a little bit.
The obvious question is, why don't we? Is it people are still waiting for prices to come up before they... So in other words, they're saying, okay, prices are going up, I'm going to wait, which then, of course, if everybody does that, that creates a short supply, demand's the same, price has to go up.
And prices are starting to go up just a little bit. But there's also an inventory problem because a lot of the homes, there were some, you know, a lot of foreclosures on the market. They're starting to go away and there's more people moving here.
Oh, yeah. Have you noticed just driving around?
Yeah.
I mean,
so there's new construction is underway as well. And I think those numbers were supposed to come out today, how many housing starts we've had. And that's starting to pick up. And actually, the parade of homes coming in a couple of weeks. So it'd be a good time to check out new construction if you want with all the new codes. But prices aren't. We don't want them to go up too fast,
right?
Because then, you know, it gets a little crazy,
right?
For all of us,
Bubble.
But definitely, January is usually a little slower in February. March, April, and May are the biggest buying and selling seasons in our area. And every realtor I've talked to looks great. They're really thrilled.
They're excited.
Especially when there's a tough winter in the Northeast. We tend to see more people coming down
here.
Well,
that's actually something I'm looking forward to, is not that people have to suffer through a lot of cold winter, but it's not a bad thing for us here. We had for a while there, you know, as you recall, back in the early 2000s, there was a tremendous amount of migration out of the North. Are we starting to see a return to that where people are like, okay, cold, taxes, whatever, or they simply want to downsize or, you know, liberate that equity and come down here, all of the above? I mean, is this starting to happen again?
Yeah, and I think it is a little bit of all of the above. Their equity, some of the folks who maybe wanted to move down a couple of years ago didn't have equity in their homes. They couldn't sell.
Mm.
Now it's starting to appreciate a little bit more. They're getting more equity and they're able to sell their homes and move, which makes a big difference. And then we're seeing cash buyers, $625,000 homes.
Really?
Cash. Yeah.
Wow.
And not necessarily just second homes. A lot of times it's their primary residence, which is, it's good to see.
That's
good to see in our area. And I think it's the next couple of months is a good time. You know, realtors will always tell you, they're very optimistic and they'll always tell you, now's a great time to buy, but really, truly, now is a good time to buy.
Yeah, that's, well, listen, that is a hallmark of, you know, you're never going to have I don't think a realtor is going to say, hey, this is a bad time to sell. However, I have heard, to their defense, Lisa, I have heard, realtors say, you know, if you don't need to sell right now, don't. I've heard them say that during the difficult time. But you're right. I think now, they're, because of the want for inventory and with realtors being bullish, and I've heard stories of people, you know, where homes are getting, you know, bid on or they're getting full price. I mean, that is definitely a strong sign for our market.
And it certainly is in regional in our area. Certain areas, Ormond area, north of Granada, and also south of Dunlawton. Those are the areas with the biggest growth. And part of it is school systems, too.
Yeah, sure.
It makes a big difference. And there's a lot of homes in those areas that people want. So that looks all positive. And on the commercial side, I'm seeing a lot of growth as well. You're seeing more large commercial firms looking at our area, looking for warehouse space along the I-95 Williamson corridor. Look at the growth that's happening there.
Yeah.
There's millions of dollars of new investment in our area. And that brings also residential.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah. And you've seen apartments going up as well. The rental market is ridiculous. I've seen some apartments that are selling for double the square footage that they used to.
Wow.
Or renting for double the square
footage. Well, and if you mentioned earlier about the cost of money, and again, also on the commercial side with, you know, with the interest rates still being low, and we had this massive quarter point adjustment in the interest rates, which, you know, kidding, is not really a big deal. But even with that, it's not very high. The rates are still very low. A lot of companies are looking at building, restructuring, buying, all these things, and it does look good. So now is the time for people to take a look at that, either if they are, you know, if they're either buying or selling.
Absolutely. Yeah. And another thing I just wanted to point out was when you are buying or selling, please work with a licensed realtor because they can provide you the best advice. That happens, people think, oh, I can do it on my own.
Right.
You're going to make more money if you work with a real estate agent.
No question. I've done some with and without, and definitely the one with is just, having a guide is critical. We've got just a couple minutes left, Lisa. I want to get to a couple final things. There's some new rules with when the property seller is foreign. What's going on there?
It's called FRPTA, and there's a 10% withholding typically, but that has gone up to 15% if it's not a primary residence and it's worth over $1 million. So it depends on if you're a foreign person with real estate here and you're selling it, just be sure you go through, you'll understand it's called FRPTA.
Okay, be aware of that. Yeah. And then there's also the, is it the FinCEN? Is it the Financial Crimes Enforcement Network?
Yes.
What's going on there?
Well, if there's cash transactions, the Fed wants to know what we're, and this is in South Florida, but it could move in other areas. They want the title company to report exactly what the details of the transaction, because there has been a lot of crime taking place with laundered funds purchasing real estate. So right now it's New York and Miami-Dade County, but there's always the idea that potentially that could increase to other areas. So it's a lot more reporting that happens within the real estate transaction.
So I kind of come full circle back to what a title company does, Lisa. You know, when people, when they choose a title company to work with, could they experience significant differences in, I think we all would expect there could be different, significant differences in the quality of the services provided. How about cost? Is it pay to shop around? How does that work?
Well, your owner's policy and your loan policy are promulgated by the state of Florida.
Okay.
So you're always going to pay the same.
Okay.
Now, if you have owned your home for less than 3 years or you're refinancing, you'll get a reissue premium, which is a significant reduction. So keep your owner's policy handy for that. And any title company has to provide you that. That's promulgated by the state. Closing fees vary, but you get what you pay for.
Right, right.
So we might not be the cheapest, but we definitely provide, I think, the best value. So shop around. I definitely encourage people to at least ask three title companies for their fees and what those include.
And I think the real point there is that it is not something that you can be, you're kind of innocent or you're not really involved in as the party to the transaction. Because if the realtor recommends a certain title company or the mortgage company or whatever, this is still their choice, right?
It's the seller's choice.
Okay.
Typically, they're buying the owner's policy. Typically, it's the seller's choice. It's negotiable. Anything contractual is negotiable, of course. But typically, it's their choice. So you can pick. And if your realtor recommends somebody and you want to work with Southern Title, you can always pick Southern Title.
Well put, Lisa. Well, you know what? When it comes to price, price is only one factor. And you know, we're not the cheapest at what we do either, but quality cost, but cheap will cost you too,
yes,
right?
That's right.
So Lisa Blythe, ladies and gentlemen, has been our guest today in studio, Director of Marketing for Southern Title. STitle.com is a website. Lisa, thank you much for being with us.
Thank you so much. I appreciate it.
All right. You're welcome.
Today's edition of Real Money Radio has been brought to you by Holland Financial, conveniently located on Granada Boulevard in Ormond Beach. Could you benefit from a one-on-one confidential conversation with David Holland, or would you like a second opinion to make sure that you're on the right track? Call Holland Financial at 671-PLAN or visit us at planstronger.com to schedule your no-obligation consultation. David looks forward to discussing the financial issues that matter most to you. The host of Real Money Radio, David Holland, is a certified financial planner with over 20 years of experience. And because David provides advice to clients on a daily basis, his hyperactive compliance department wants us to tell you that David Holland is an investment advisor representative of Holland Advisory Services, a registered investment advisory firm. He offers insurance and annuity products through Holland Insurance Services. Commentary given during this radio program should not be considered investment, insurance, tax, or legal advice. Views expressed concerning specific securities are not an offer to buy or sell. Investment advice and planning services can only be given after an analysis of an individual situation and only where Holland Advisory Services is registered or exempt from registering. Real Money Radio is produced by Holland Productions.